You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Now, Simo, I want to stress for our bosses listening, I am definitely 100% not in the job market.
Okay.
A job has become available, which kind of caught my eye, and I was kind of having a look through the description of this role.
So you're not in the job market, but you were just having a look.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. That doesn't sound misleading or anything.
Sounds completely plausible.
No, but Simo, a job has become available, and I reckon this will be a lot of people's dream job. I reckon this would be a cool job to have, I admit.
Okay.
Her Majesty the Queen is hiring.
All right, she's hiring. The Queen?
As in Her Majesty the Queen, not the band Queen.
Jobs on offer with the Queen.
The actual Queen, not the band Queen.
I've got some other Queen here.
I thought you just had sound hooks of the Queen talking for some reason, but not the band, okay.
Do you think she's a fan of Queen? You'd assume so.
I would hope so. I'd feel disappointed if the Queen wasn't a band. I mean, there's a band named after me, Philip. Let's get some tickets.
Except she'd pay for them with her own money because...
Yeah, look, do you reckon she actually uses money? Because her face is on money. You should go to a shop or something. It's like, oh, that'll be $10, please. Look at my face. This is $10.
Have some of my tokens.
Yes. Look at me. I'm $10. This position that Her Majesty the Queen is looking to fill, she's looking for a personal assistant within the private secretary's office right in the heart of the institution at Buckingham Palace.
Right.
This role involves a bit of travel as well.
Okay.
The position, I can tell you, it's a contract for 2 years starting January next year.
Wow.
This is the part that amazed me, so I will get onto more of what the role is next. But
2 years.
But Simo, Her Majesty the Queen advertised the role on LinkedIn.
Nice.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, she's pretty tech savvy, obviously.
I know, but it's the Queen. I thought she would have had some kind of super royal, brilliant, amazing thing for finding potential employees. Not just LinkedIn.
Has she got a Instagram? She would, wouldn't she?
She won't, but it's whether someone is controlling one as the Queen would be the other one. You're looking up Instagram now.
I've seen pictures of her driving a car.
Yeah.
So
I've seen pictures of Philip crashing a car.
So they do stuff themselves.
Simo, this job, the information about it, they are looking for a highly experienced PA with superb interpersonal and communication skills.
Okay.
With a proactive approach, she'll work efficiently with minimal direction, remaining calm and organized under pressure. Duties include coordinating diaries, meetings, appointments, and assisting with the efficient coordination of government duty.
Okay, right.
Sounds very posh. You get about $70,000 a year. Simo, are you interested?
No, but I am interested in being maybe her head of marketing or be her social media handler, because so far, nothing for the Queen on Instagram.
Mm.
Nothing for Queen on Instagram. There's Queens of Pasta, but I don't think that's related.
The band Queen don't have an Instagram as well.
It's very complicated, their name. It's like the Queen of Music or something.
Oh, okay.
But no, and then I checked Her Majesty the Queen. Nothing. Zero. What are you up to?
Well, I mean, obviously she's kind of too busy walking the corgis or something like that and looking for... Imagine if you went to this job, you got an interview and you walked to the office and it's like, oh, I'm Elizabeth.
The Pope's on Twitter.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, the Pope is, you know, quite a prestigious title.
Mm.
And he's on Down With The Kids on social media.
Did you check Twitter? Is the Queen on Twitter?
No, I doubt it. What kind of tweet, like... What's she going to fire off? Like,
just walk in the corgis.
Fed the dogs this morning.
Well, the Queen has the power, I think, to declare war or make peace on any single country in her whatever the world is.
So she could be the greatest social media beef queen of all time.
Someone from, someone from like New Zealand insults her. It's like, I wouldn't push it too far, mate.
Yeah, just can declare war.
I, at the click of a fingers, I can declare war on you. Just saying.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and the cricketer extraordinaire, known as Jordan.
I feel you over-exaggerate my cricketing abilities.
The artist formerly known as Jordan, because he is an artist with the bat and ball.
I play casual cricket every now and again.
Aren't you really good, though?
No.
I've been told otherwise. You can bowl a ball like an
Well, that's good.
An entire pitch, you can get it all the way on one bounce.
Well, if you were going to play cricket, that's probably a good skill to have, being able to bowl the ball.
I bumped into someone in the supermarket the other day that wanted to hear some of your stats. How are you trekking along this season so far?
Not good this season. Let's move on. Last season, brilliant.
Really?
Yeah, this season.
Okay, righto.
Yeah, no, it hasn't been a good start.
Are you following along with the whole the Australian team?
Yeah, so they've been... I mean, are we really going to get into cricket chat? Because I could talk about this all day.
Yeah, just give us the...
So they're playing a one-day series against India at the moment. Mm-hmm. 2 games gone, and it's 2-0 up to Australia.
Big injury.
Ah, yes.
Huge injury.
Yes, David Warner, even if you're not a cricketing fan, that may be a name that you may have heard of.
Mm.
Injured, I think, did his groin or hammy or something like that, and is out for a little while.
This story has really got a bit out of control over the last couple of days. His other half, Candace, has revealed while chatting away to social media and radio and all that, that maybe she's to blame for the injury.
Well, if you don't know Candace Warner, she was on the SAS Australia show not long ago. She featured in that.
Yeah, so apparently after spending a bit of time filming the SAS Australia, the two were reunited for the first time after 4 months apart.
Okay.
Right before this particular round of cricket went on.
Mm-hmm.
So connect the dots, how an injury may have occurred.
Well, I mean, okay, I can kind of see the dots you're trying to connect.
Hey, she's spoken about it. This isn't my idea.
Well, see, but I there is footage of David Warner playing and, like, running and kind of pulling his groin.
Yeah.
There's not footage of... him and Candace reuniting and whatever activity they may have gotten up to.
Overzealous,
There was, is she actually saying that that's how the injury happened?
Yeah, so apparently lots of Australians getting on her back about maybe ruining our summer of cricket.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't seen her husband in 4 months, but at the same time, summer of cricket's about to start. I mean, come on.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Now, what I wanted to bring to the table was the fact that the Indian wicketkeeper has spoken about this.
Yeah. about David Warner potentially having sex with his wife?
No.
No, okay.
About his injury.
Oh, okay, the injury.
What are you talking about?
Anyway. I don't know. You're bringing this up.
So, what's the Indian cricket... what's the wicketkeeper's name?
No idea.
Here he is.
It'd be nice if he gets injured for a long time. I mean, I wouldn't wish that for any cricketer, but you know, he's one of the main batsmen. So yeah, you know, he's injured for a long time would be good for our team.
So he doesn't wish it on anyone, Jordan.
But he kind of just did. And it kind of just happened.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we're here at the radio station with everyone else in the office. We are doing a bit of a secret Santa.
Oh, yes.
It's a thing that happens like pretty much every workplace, I reckon, would do a similar type thing.
Mm.
You've drawn out a name. Like, yes. We all have to draw a name. Have you got the present for your person yet?
When do we need to have that done by?
That's a good question. We'll get back to you on that.
We've got time, I think.
I hope.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's pretty tricky, to be honest. How are you going?
I've done mine. I went yesterday and bought the present for the person.
You're quite talented at gift giving, though.
Well,
it's something that you really, out of most of your talents in life, I think that's probably up there.
I think I'd say I'm quite talented at joke gift giving. Giving annoying gifts that aren't useful in any way, shape, or form.
You have an idea straight away and you just stick with it, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. I was going to just buy this item online, but then I thought, no, hang on, there's a shop locally that I know that sells this item.
What is it?
So I thought, well, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, right. Because
that would ruin the thing.
Okay.
So I went to this shop yesterday, bought the item.
Hmm.
I know that shop sells cookies as well, so I might have got something for myself while I was there. That may have been the main reason that I went there.
Yeah.
But Tim, I was thinking... something that I always find unbelievably annoying about gift giving is wrapping the present. It's one of my... I just can't... I'm terrible at wrapping. I mean, I'm good at, like, singing rapping. I'm brilliant. But, like, if wrapping gifts, I can't do it.
I think there's a lot of people that... I think there's a lot of people that have that issue.
What, being brilliant at singing, rapping, like Eminem, but not gift wrapping?
Just rapping in general.
Yeah.
Not great at either.
No, I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, like some people are blessed with amazing soccer skills or something like this, and I'm just born with the inability to wrap gifts.
That's right. Origami would not be a sport or hobby you would be interested in.
Literally, I tried to do it, and like on one side, there's just some scrunched up paper, and then on the other, it's not quite covered enough on that side. And then there's this, it's just a mess.
Mm.
So I was thinking, in the thinking of COVID safety,
yeah,
is it socially acceptable this year to just hand over the present as is without being wrapped?
Ooh.
Is it possible? If you do buy something online, can you just give them the Amazon box it came in or whatever?
You can just
go, there you go, you don't have to... Because, I mean, I hate to think that, you know, by wrapping a present I was being COVID unsafe.
Christmas bag. Get one of those bags that kind of have a bit of a kind of design on it.
Mm.
I think that's probably your best option.
Actually, yeah, no, I had forgotten about them.
Mm, I reckon those are worth.
That is a good. I will go get those. But have you noticed they are quite expensive?
Oh, really? No, because I haven't done it yet.
So like even those basic Christmas gift bags or something will still be like $10, $15.
Well, yeah, I guess you could.
But it's a price you have to pay when you're terrible at gift wrapping.
Which do you find? Because I get quite annoyed unwrapping gifts.
You must be the only person in the world that has that.
Irritated.
Someone bought me a new Xbox. I'm not happy.
Yeah, but why?
Why do you get irritated?
I know what you mean when you say, do you need to wrap it? Because I am definitely of the school of thought. I've only just realised this now.
Mm.
It is annoying having to unwrap something.
Well, hang on. Why do you? No, I think it's...
It's so needless.
But it's like the surprise that it adds to the event. I understand why wrapping stuff is good. I'm just terrible at it.
Mm, true. That's my family has a long history of shaking presents under the tree. Like in the weeks leading up to it, like, what is this? All right. Okay.
I hope your parents never got you like a puppy or something for Christmas. Oh, what's this? I'm just shaking it really hard to try and find out. No, Simo, don't do that.
Simo and Jordan.
But now it is time for some breakfast wars, Jordan.
Breakfast wars?
Yes. So two of the big brekkie programs on the square in your household, the TV.
Oh, I thought you were talking about breakfast foods. No, okay. Breakfast TV wars.
That's the one.
Gotcha.
So there's the 7 and the 9.
So it's the sunrise and today, I think.
So there was an absolute schmozzle. Did you hear about this?
Well, can I just quickly say before we get into this, both of those are rubbish. You shouldn't be watching TV. Just listen to radio.
Yeah. So the scenario happened with the New South Wales and Queensland border opening.
Yeah.
Obviously, a big story.
Yes.
So both channels dispatched, like activating the assets, like Jason Bourne. They sent their correspondence down to the airport.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now what's ended up happening is they've ended up trying to cover the same story at the same time, including ended up interviewing the same people at the same time.
So hang on, so let me get this straight. So people would have just got off a plane from Brisbane. They've just landed in Sydney. The border has just been opened after months of it being closed.
Mm-hmm.
They get off the plane and the first thing they see is Karl Stefanovic and Koshy.
Basically.
They'll be like, okay, I'm going to get on the plane and go back.
They're like the generals that we're dealing with the lieutenants in this scenario.
Oh, so they were still in studio. It's correct. Like they're kind of the junior reporter. Okay, I gotcha. So
we're dealing with the players in this game, Jordan, Sam Mack on behalf of Team Sunrise.
Okay.
And Aylin, I believe her name is, on behalf of the Today Show in the blue corner and the red corner.
Okay.
Now, what's ended up happening is they've got so confused with too many people on the wrong channel and both channels at the same time that they've ended up interviewing someone who wasn't even on the plane.
So hang on, so let me get, I must admit, I did see this footage. So there's both the journalists in the airport just as people get off the air bridge, I think it's called.
Correct.
And it's before they've even seen their loved ones, before they've even left the airport and got their bags and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
There's two journos with like microphones and cameras kind of shoved in their face.
Correct. And it's all ended up all over the shop. People have ended up on the wrong channels, broadcasting to the wrong place. So much so that you may have not seen this footage, Jordan, of they've ended up interviewing someone that you know who didn't even come off the plane.
I'm going to raise you one. I think I have seen this footage. I think I know who the person you're talking about.
Yeah.
And this is such a thing for this person to do.
Hey, Mike Goldman! Mike Goldman! Hey, you're Channel 7, right?
Yeah,
Yes, I am. Sorry.
Oh, Channel, it's Big Brother,
Channel 7, Big Bro Show.
How exciting is this, Mike?
Oh, it's great. I wasn't on the plane. I just put a bag and walked around the corner just so I could get on TV.
Good to see you, Mike.
It's great. This is the first flight. I didn't even realise.
Oh, you're a legend, mate. I better keep running because she's stealing my interviews.
So that is a little look behind the curtain at the media industry.
So that's Mike Goldman, who he was kind of the voice of Big Brother originally and kind of came back and had done some stuff recently. I love how the first thing he said was to get a plug in for his show.
Yeah.
Kind of the first thing he said, like the reporters run up to him, oh, Mike Goldman, how are you? And he's like, Big Brother behind the scenes or whatever it's called. Yeah. Make sure you watch it.
The Big Bro Show.
Yeah, the Big Bro Show, that's it.
Couldn't help himself.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, you got a camera there, you got to get a plug in while you can.
Wasn't even on the plane.
Well, he says that. I don't know. Maybe he was just joking. Maybe he was actually on the plane. We don't know.
So funny, isn't it?
I know. I've
just gold.
I just imagine as well, because where they've done all these interviews, they've kind of had to go through to their departure lounge, so they've had to go through security, do all that sort of stuff.
Hmm.
You can just imagine people working in security that day, just having a whole TV crew worth of people walk through. And then there's another one.
Yeah, exactly.
And then these are the two commercial networks. I saw the ABC kind of in the background of some of them just kind of going, hi, we're over here as well.
Yeah, all the ABC guys are like, why are they talking to him?
I know.
It's like, what are they doing?
All the ABC people are going, why are we even here?
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, yesterday on the show, we talked about the topic of time capsules. Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I am a big fan of these. Putting stuff in a box, burying it for a little while.
Mm.
Then checking it out a couple of years later.
I think you dreamed up the top five items that you would put in a time capsule if you were burying them.
I think I've got it here. Yeah, I've got it.
I think just off the top of my head, one was like a photo of Kim Kardashian's bum or something.
Yeah, selfies from Kim K's Insta account.
Well, selfies of Kim K probably involve her bum in them as well. So
I've never seen her face. Someone's house keys, a bottle of champers, an iPhone, and a DVD of Titanic.
Well, Simo, they are the five items that you would put in a time capsule. Mm. And the reason I bring it up is because a time capsule from 103 years ago has been dug up in New York in America.
Whoa.
I've got a list of the items here and I just wanted to, you know, compare them. You know, what they put in 103 years ago as opposed to what you would put in a time capsule now in the year 2020.
All right.
Yep. You know, it's just interesting to see how, you know, so in this time capsule that was dug up, there was a half pint bottle of milk, which thankfully didn't have any milk in it. Otherwise, that would smell quite badly after 100 odd years.
They put an empty bottle in there.
A bottle of milk. No, it had stuff in it. It wasn't milk, though.
Uh-huh.
It contained four rare coins dating back in the 1800s.
Mm.
So, you know, they would be worth a lot. Photos of Kim Kardashian's bum, maybe in 100 years. Maybe they would be. Maybe they wouldn't as well.
With inflation, Jordan, there's only one way.
Inflation of what? The price or inflation of her after she's had various surgeries?
Wherever your mind takes you.
Also in this time capsule was two letters. One was written in English, one was written in Italian. The English letter was written by a guy whose name was Stephen Speedling, who owned a nearby carpentry shop. And he wrote that the building was being rebuilt for Harold Godwin, the grandson of a famous poet.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So kind of I reckon that's quite interesting, you know, kind of to look back and all that sort of stuff. And it's, you know, stuff that could one day be in a museum, I reckon.
Was that it?
Oh, yeah, I've been there's a letter in Italian as well. But that's
so coins.
Yeah.
We've spoken about coin collecting on this show.
Mm.
Do you remember what it's called?
No.
Yes, finally you admitted it. So it's
finally admitted that I don't know what the collective term for coin collecting is.
Numismatic.
How long have you been waiting for me to say that?
Several weeks. I've got the audio of you pretending you knew what it meant from months ago.
Oh, do you?
So it's numismatics. FYI.
How much audio of me do you have just without me knowing?
I got a lot. I'm going to put it in a time capsule.
But also, here's the thing, because I don't want to have a go at the stuff that you picked.
Mm, yeah.
However,
I think mine are better, really.
Stuff like, you can imagine going to a museum, like, nowadays and having a look and, there's a coin from, I think one's from 1863 and others from 1881.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's interesting. And then someone just had written a letter and you can see kind of it's not a computer, he actually had to write it with hand and it's interesting to look at things from that. I don't think in 100, I mean, correct me, if we will reconvene in 100 years.
Yeah.
And work out if this is true or not, but I don't think the items that you picked would have been as interesting.
No, it's symbolic. So, you know, you need to read into it a bit. Because selfies of Kim from Kim K's Instagram account It's maybe so that the future, people from the future, can work out why we cared so much at the time.
Because
they'll see them and be like, why do they care about this? Well, this needs further research.
Okay,
well,
what's the why are the others symbolic?
Someone's house keys, because we as people, everyone wants to own a house. And then bottle of champagne, very important, because you gotta get, if those guys dug up that time capsule and there was some beverages involved while they were doing it, happier for it.
Maybe not if they've been underground for 100 years.
Well, no, ages, like fine wine.
Yeah, but at the same time, really? There's a limit to how much it can age.
Really fine wine.
There's a limit to how much it can age before mold starts growing.
Tell that to cheese connoisseurs. And then an iPhone, because obviously everyone has technology. And then a DVD of Titanic, one of the greatest movies of all time.
I mean, you say all those items are symbolic. I can't help but feel you've just made those symbol reasons up.
No, it doesn't make them any less... doesn't make him any less valid, Jordan.
Well, it kind of does.
Simo and Jordan, this is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.